I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in each and every week. Bob, we got a website. We got a podcast. Tell them about it because if you can't hear this live, well, we got you covered.
Yeah, thegrillinguys.com. There's going to be a new banner on there because, as we said, MyPillow is a new sponsor. So there will be a new banner. But on the right side, you can see all the sponsors. And if you click on their logo, it's going to take you to whatever deals they've got. Like, especially, I'm thinking ThermoPen. If you don't have a ThermoPen, Christmas is coming.
Yep.
MyPillow.
Yeah, shop early.
MyPillow. Christmas is coming.
Yep.
They've got those Giza sheets and all that stuff. And
I personally sleep on one of those mattress toppers. I was the biggest skeptic when my wife ordered that thing. Now I tell everybody about it, how much better my bed is. And and this was before they became a sponsor. I'm serious. That thing was amazing difference.
Well, here's the cool thing about that company. It's all American.
Right. Minnesota,
And and you know, he's endured terrible political attacks because he liked our last president.
Right.
So all these big chain stores were taking him off the shelf. I mean, that stuff's horrible. Right. So I said, I want to come behind this company because what was done to him is just not right.
Right.
It's just not right.
And this is America, and you're entitled to your opinion. And he employs, you ought to be able to voice it.
He employs hundreds of Americans in Minnesota.
Right. Exactly.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
So anyway, Tripod Supper. So thegrillinguys.com, get the specials there. All the recipes are on there. If you go up to the top search bar, just put in a keyword that you're looking for. Shish kebab. We got a great shish kebab recipe. Marinade. You can put in marinade. You can put in whatever,
ribs,
whatever
chicken,
you want. Yeah.
Pork
there's,
butts.
There's 12 years. 12 years worth of recipes there.
Right. Yep, and some of them are even good.
Not many. So I happen to love my tripod. That guy from Born Outdoors from Muskegon. I think I don't think he's in business anymore, but he gave me one, and it's just a tripod with a grate, and it's got a fantastic handle. You won't burn yourself with this thing, but it's so nice to cook over a fire. If you're doing steaks, you can bring it right down to the coals, you know, and get a good sear on it. Mm-hmm. When you want to let it slow down, you just raise it up a little bit. I'm going to do burgers. I love, I'm a hamburger freak. Love a good burger. Hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I just eat them. And Sobe sells several different brands.
I got the German wieners from Sobe for the Sparty party. And it was hilarious because I saved them to the end. All right, I know like where we're at. We're not going to get out of there quick because we're way up in the nose of the lot. So I kind of surprised everybody. Those little pickles that are shredded that Sobe sells.
Oh, yeah.
And some onions, mustard, and ketchup. And I did 100 hot dogs and was handing them out to people fresh off the grill and set up a little area right beside the grill at the end of
the
game.
Did you have our canopy up with the backdrop and everything?
No, I did not because I didn't want to haul that in. Others brought their canopies there, but it was just fun at the end of the game, everybody walking by, you know, a little bit hungry, been in the game 3 and 3.5 hours, and it was fun. It was just a good time. But
bonus.
Yeah, it was a bonus dog and your way out.
So another thing you can do on that grate for a tripod is chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And you can spatchcock it, which means basically cutting the spine and ribs out of it and laying it flat, or you can quarter it and do quarters. That's also good.
Right.
Or you can just buy bone in, skin on breasts.
Right.
And those are fantastic. But again, even at deer camp, now it's nice to have a ThermoPen because with chicken, I'm a chicken. Yep. I want that baby cooked, but I don't want it overcooked.
Right.
I don't want to cut into a piece of chicken and see blood.
Right. Nobody does. It turns off people.
And I don't want it dry.
Right.
So if I'm going to do a breast on a tripod, on a grate over coals, and I cook on oak, we're full of maple and oak up there.
But what Bob just said, you're cooking over coals. You're not cooking over the open fire where the flames are licking the bottom of your food.
So when you head
that's
off
only
to your,
on TV.
When you head off to your stand, if you can be relatively close and it's not windy, make sure you throw a few more logs on that fire.
Right.
Because you want a good bed of coals when you get back. I'm so hungry right now. I can't even stand it. But a skin on and your butcher might have some really nice chicken. I go to either Sobey or I go to that fresh market in Ada, and they always have beautiful fresh meat. And that's what I want to see. I don't want that mass-produced stuff.
Something that's in a package with a with like a little sponge underneath it.
Right.
A yeah. napkin.
Yeah, yeah, when that turns red, your meat's done.
Yeah.
But so if I'm doing a breast like that, I want to put oil on the open side, and I want to put seasoning on that, and then season the skin. And I'm going to cook it with the open side down first,
right,
and let that skin meld into that chicken so that that fat is running through the meat a little bit. And then when that bottom is so dark, I have to flip it for risk of burning.
Right.
That's when I'm going to flip it. And by this point, so much of that fat has melted that it's going to want to flare up a little bit.
Yep.
So if you have a good tripod, you can raise it up a little bit so you don't totally toast it. But then I'm going to bring it there until it's crispy the way I like it, and I'm going to pull out my thermopen. You can get that off our website. And
great holiday gift.
Yeah, $79. Reads right. in one. The new one's read in 1 second.
Right.
And so I'm going to bring that up to 165 max. Take those. Now, if it's a thigh, bone-in thigh, I'm bringing that up to 180.
Right.
Because they just Keep have a lot of
joint.
Connective tissue,
yeah, you
want
to get that
and
down.
I want that to break down. I want it to be nice and tender. But I love a bone-in thigh; they're great too.
Oh yeah, yep. And because you get two pieces of meat, mm-hmm. bone-in thigh. They're wonderful that way. But I just enjoy. Everybody likes chicken, man. The key is I think of all that Bob just described is the meat side down the first time, and then flip it over and do the skin side at the end because you want it crisp. But you don't want it burned, and it is a shield for heat. So you want most of your cooking to happen when with the raw side down, the meat side down, then finish it.
And sometimes you'll bring some cooked meat up with you. And if I'm going to do skinless, boneless thighs for cooked chicken to bring up, mm-hmm. and I got a Dutch oven there, do you suppose you could make like a nice chicken dip in a Dutch oven?
Oh man, yeah, wonderful. I'm going to do that later today. Lisa's got some people coming over for cards and I make a buffalo chicken dip. You could find a recipe anywhere.
There's a ton of them.
But
that one you've got's good.
Right. This one's going to go in. I usually do it in a large cast skillet, but I'm going to do it in a Dutch oven because I want it deeper this time, and we're going to mix it up.
And it stays warmer that way.
Oh, yeah, right, because that cast really grabs the heat, holds the heat. You can set it on. You don't need it plugged in. It's just a great, great deal. And I'll spare you the recipe, but it's always, always got skinless, boneless thighs that have been smoked in it. And when you take a bite of the buffalo dip with smoked chicken, it just gives it a little more.
And then you're going to chop that up with a cleaver on a board so it's nice and small bits.
Right, yep. So,
so you don't break your cracker.
The scoop chips, ooh, those are good. And it's loose. I use half cream cheese and half sour cream when I make the base of it.
So it's more.
So it's liquider, yes. A little more liquidy. It's got jalapenos in it, some red onion.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. It's super good.
We had a Halloween party at Maggie's house Sunday, and Jordan brought over his. My son Jordan's quite the foodie, too.
Yeah.
And all my kids cook. I mean, they're
they didn't good. Go away from home to get it. Your wife's a great cook.
Yes. She taught them everything. Okay. So anyway, yeah. I do love that buffalo chicken dip. There's one type of sauce. Buffalo sauce, that's really good. What is
Moore's.
It?
It's M-O-O-R-E. Moore's, yeah. And it's a buffalo chicken sauce. It's actually got some crumbled blue cheese in the dip.
You can find that in any Spartan store.
Right, yep, and they're good. I don't know if Sobey's carries it. I think they do, but...
I wonder.
Yeah, but anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a buffalo chicken dip, and you can make your own, but blue cheese is good. I'm about 50-50. I love it, but about 50% of the people that I cook for don't. So I usually put it on the side, and you can throw it on top of your little bowl of the dip if you like it in there. It's up to you. But a little bit of that goes a long ways for a lot of people.
I would just put it in.
Yeah. I do.
I don't want everybody to like it.
They don't know how much of it they've got, right? Right? But, hey, if you're going to go to deer camp, last tip from Jop is bring some bottled water with you, right? Because you're going to have to hydrate at some point. Man cannot live on beer alone. You got to eat sometimes too.
Well,
but freeze them. This is your ice. Okay,
well, I would dual even purpose. I would even tell you to get a big water caribou. I've got a 6 gallon, looks like an army gas can.
Yep.
I got a 6 gallon water jug, and that's even better because then you don't have a million plastic bottles.
That's true. I use the bottles for ice in my coolers, and then as they thaw, we drink them. Right. But it's because I want to bring the water anyway. So I just double purpose it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, you're a city boy. You would do
that. Yeah, I understand. Plus, I'm not going to drink 6 bottles of water in one night. I'm only going to camp one night. Right. you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And Jethro, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. If you're getting up in a tree, be safe. Get yourself a big old buck and post a picture of it on Facebook. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, don't forget to hit us up on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. Give us some pictures. Peace out.